You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Since it is Friday, it's time for the weekly wrap. I am joined by Catherine Rampell of The Washington Post and Felix Salmon of Fusion. Hello there.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for suffering through a Black Friday visit to a closed office building to be on the show today.
No problem.
Now, I believe you've heard a little something about this Black Friday situation, which is either great or terrible, depending on who you talk to. So, Catherine, if it's terrible, what does that mean for retailers in the economy?
So I guess it depends on how you define terrible. Terrible to me would be getting trampled to death by huge crowds, I guess, which was the case in the past.
I meant more like if people don't buy things.
So that's the other way to look at it. If people are not going to the stores today, and the early reports are that the crowds are a little bit thinner, is that such a big deal? My guess is no. I think a lot of the commerce that used to happen on Black Friday is probably shifting online. Based on both anecdotal evidence and actual data. And if people aren't going to the stores today, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not going to pay as much for their holiday gifts this year as they have. In fact, Gallup had released a poll not that long ago suggesting that Americans were expecting to spend a lot more this Christmas season than last year. So I think probably not such a strong indicator either way.
Felix, do you think that if shopping shifts to a more year-round or online model, that retailers will have a harder time sort of planning for the year without these benchmark shopping days?
No, I think it'll be easier. I think what we're missing here is that Black Friday was never that big of a shopping day. It was always, first and foremost, a publicity stunt day, that it's a very slow news day, as we can tell by the state of the marketplace office in New York, and this is the only story that ever happens and that people can plan for. So there's always stories about this. But really, it's just a way for Walmart and Target and big box stores to get a bunch of free publicity. And if that's coming to an end, I don't think anyone's going to shed any tears. And it certainly doesn't really reflect on the economics of retailers.
I know I will not shed tears if it stops the stampeding situation. Let's move on quickly to inversions, these sort of mergers that have been happening, that there are attempts to stop them. And yet the Pfizer-Allergan deal, Catherine, would you say is basically a textbook example of an inversion?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you may recall that last year Pfizer had attempted a similar inversion with AstraZeneca, that they were going to have a merger to effectively lower Pfizer's tax rate. And that was aborted, I think, at least in part because there were concerns that the U.S. government, Congress, was going to step in and keep that from happening. And a year later, basically no action by Congress. There's been some action by Treasury to try to curb these types of inversions, but in this Pfizer-Allergan merger would not be touched, as far as I understand. So it looks like it's going to go through, and it's going to be exactly what everyone was worried was going to happen, textbook case.
And then I guess the question, Felix, becomes how much effect do these inversions actually have on our economy?
They reduce corporate tax revenue. Corporate tax revenue is not a huge part of the economy, but it's an important part of the fiscal mix. And if they continue to happen, then I think what's going to happen is, personally, my opinion is that rather than trying to prevent inversions, which I think is really hard on it for a bunch of different reasons, that if you want to keep the corporate tax revenue higher, you might just need to start taxing corporate revenues in the United States rather than trying to force corporations to pay tax on global revenues, which is just a really hard thing to do in this era of national taxation. So this is all, as you say, it's about tax dodges. There will always be tax dodges, but it's always going to be ultimately marginal.
Absolutely. Great. All right. Catherine Rampell of The Washington Post, Felix Salmon of Fusion. Thanks, you two.
Thank you.